Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, good afternoon. Thank you very much for being here. We are joined by Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Mayor Byron Brown is at another event and will be coming shortly. New York State Senator Chris Jacobs, New York State Senator Tim Kennedy, and New York State Assemblyman Sean Ryan. Also with us is Steve Rinaldi. Steve is Empire State Development Vice President of Waterfront Development, Joe Crumlish and Jerry Barber, Western New York Mountain Bicycling Association, and Carol Sampson from the New York Power Authority. The Buffalo Outer Harbor has seen incredible progress over the last 10 years, and today we are detailing continued momentum in providing the public with a unique natural waterfront experience. Work is underway in a $5 million project creating Buffalo's next destination, featuring a greenway nature trail, bike park, great lawn, and overlook, all of which will bring people closer to nature and the water's edge. The project, transforming 40 acres of Outer Harbor land into a recreational destination set to open next spring, is funded through New York State's Buffalo Billion Initiative, as well as funds available through the federal relicensing settlement with the New York Power Authority. The property, which was held by the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority for nearly 60 years, was among the nearly 400 acres transferred to New York State under the leadership of Governor Andrew Cuomo in 2016. A decade ago, Berman Boulevard was a difficult to find, crumbling one-way street adjacent to vacant or abandoned land of little interest to the public or anybody else. Since 2008, nearly $121 million federal, state, and New York Power Authority and local funding has been invested into Buffalo's new Outer Harbor, which features an interconnected network of parks, trails, and public places. Western New York is fortunate to have state leaders that are champions for the Buffalo-Niagara region. Chief among them is the favorite and most determined daughter of Western New York, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
Thank you, Brian. It is a joy to be here for many reasons. It's my hometown, and I'm delighted to be joined by you and also our colleagues in government. But as a South Towns commuter for decades, I literally drove along Berman Boulevard and would glance off toward the lake and sort of just wince at what had become such a desolate, unwelcoming place. And I'm glad I lived long enough to see the transformation, part of which we're unveiling here today and talking about. But Brian Higgins, you deserve tremendous credit for allowing this community to see the possibilities long before others had, and also ensuring that we had the resources, starting with the relicensing settlement. So I want to commend you and thank you personally on behalf of the people of this community. And as Lieutenant Governor, working with a governor who truly believes in bringing back Buffalo as a testament to the resilience of this community, I could not be prouder to be here today with my colleagues in government, as I mentioned, Senator Tim Kennedy, Senator Chris Jacobs, Byron Brown will be here shortly, and Assemblyman Sean Ryan. But I'm excited. I'm a bicyclist. I got in late last night from a long day in the airports of New York City, and I got on my bicycle, like countless others, and just explored the waterfront once again, even before the day started. And you cannot imagine the excitement that someone like me feels to know that we are just at the beginning. And that's what this project is telling people. Yes, we're standing in a parking lot, but if you remember where we came from, decades of neglect, abandonment, and hopelessness surrounded this space, which will now be a gathering place for families and mountain bikers and others to find new ways to just gather together. It's that simple. And our governor just announced in August $24 million combined effort between the Outer Harbor and Canal Side, ensuring that we complete the work that was started there. So to everyone who's been watching this and thinking that this is unbelievable, you have to continue believing because we are still moving forward. And that's what this project is here about today, to make more connections, better reuse of the property, create gathering space, but also when you create the synergy between what we have here and Canal Side, these are world-class destinations. And I'm hearing about it from people in New York City who say, I hadn't been to Buffalo since college, and I cannot believe what that community has become. So I want to congratulate everyone involved, Steve Rinaldi and others who have been so dedicated to making sure we do this. But this is just the beginning, and I'm very proud to be here today and join in this great activity and great announcing these activities.
Thank you. And now, State Senator Chris Jacobs. Chris is a Buffalo booster. He understands the importance of all of our cultural resources in Western New York and has been a great champion of Buffalo waterfront development. New York State Senator Chris Jacobs.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here with my partners in government. As Lieutenant Governor Hochul mentioned, her driving from the South Towns along Route 5. My memories as a child, I live in North Buffalo, going to Bills games and driving this route and always looking and saying, my gosh, why is it always this way? Why is it? And year after year, it has, and it was in fact decades after decades of no change. And I really, there's many people who have been involved in many sources of funding, but I would also like to echo the accommodation for Congressman Higgins. I think the first project was probably Gallagher Beach. And, you know, we had a lot of a stage where people wanted to get things done, but it was always these grandiose plans that were so big and so complex and so unrealistic that nothing ever happened or paralysis by analysis. And I think that Gallagher Beach, led by Congressman Higgins, was the first example of just getting going. And each year you saw some progress being made and more progress, and that built on it. And now we see more and more and more, and each year's another exciting amenity, and now we have countless numbers of them. And I think that we maybe it worked out that we didn't make a big mistake, but we in turn did something probably that was right. We're doing the right thing here, what is right and fitting for this area, and is making it such a great amenity for so many different people, so many different interests. So happy to be here, honored to represent the 60th Senate District, which has about 43 miles of waterfront from Grand Island to Angola, and honored to be a partner in continuing to try to push us in the right direction. Thank you very much.
Tim Kennedy has been just an extraordinary voice on behalf of Buffalo and Western New York, and his influence continues to grow in the region and throughout the state, and we're fortunate to have Tim Kennedy as our state senator, but we're also proud to claim him as well. Senator Tim Kennedy.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's really a pleasure to be here with everyone today. I want to echo the sentiments of my colleagues in government. The great leader in the state, newly re-elected and soon to be re-elected for another 4 years, our Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who is a real joy to work with down in Albany, delivering resources here, as well as my colleagues in the state Senate and Assembly, Chris Jacobs and Sean Ryan, Mayor Byron, of course, Empire State Development under the leadership of Governor Cuomo. But we're here today because probably about 15 years ago or so, maybe a little longer. Actually, it was longer, 19 years ago, because he was in the New York State Assembly. Congressman Higgins led the fight for the first redevelopment of waterfront land in generations. And this area was nothing more than a glorified dump ground. And over the course of many years, it became worse and worse. It became an eyesore in our community. It became a laughing stock of the city and of Western New York and of the state. And but for the involvement and interjection of Congressman Brian Higgins to get the ball rolling and to really captivate our community and our state, we wouldn't be standing here today. So we too honor you and recognize you for your great work and continued success on these important initiatives This is just another step in moving our community forward. The front yard of our community is our waterfront. And with the exception of the people that make up the city of Buffalo, the city of good neighbors in Western New York, our greatest asset and our greatest resource is our waterfront property and the water that our community sits on, and we have to take advantage of it. This is another demonstration of us as a community working together at every level of government, but driven by the public and ensuring that the public gets the access to the waterfront that they not only desire, but they rightfully deserve, that this project is moving forward. It's the interconnectivity of our communities across the Western New York region. It's the public access to the water. It's giving individuals and families the opportunity to get that access to the water, to take advantage of not only the waterfront land, but the water as a resource, as a recreational resource in our community that really has captivated us as a region. So I'm truly honored and proud to stand here with my colleagues in government. I'm proud to be a Buffalonian, to see what's happening right before our very eyes that generations before us have only dreamt of, have said over and over again that they never thought they'd see the day when our community is taking advantage of the waterfront like we are today. But that dream is becoming a reality, and it's a beautiful thing to see. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, too. Thank you very, very much. And finally, the most important hitter is the cleanup hitter, State Assemblyman Sean Ryan, long committed to Buffalo and always challenging the limits of what is possible. Great member of the state legislature, Sean Ryan. Sean?
Thank you, Congressman. It's great to be here today. We have to reflect backwards just a few years. Somebody mentioned this idea of grandiose plans. Just a few years ago, the plans for this site included gated condominium complexes, moving major office buildings down here, big box retail on the outer harbor. That was sort of what our good thinkers were trying to deliver for us, but we stuck to the guns. Congressman Higgins and I advocated strongly, you have to listen to what the people of Buffalo and Erie County want. And they roundly rejected the condominium complex plan. But they were very clear with what they wanted the whole time. And what they wanted was access to the water. They wanted outdoor active recreation spots. They wanted bicycle trails. They wanted walking trails. They wanted to touch the water and see nature. And the public's vision is being executed through this plan. So there's an adage we use a lot on the west side of Buffalo, and that is, you only get good development by fighting bad development. So we're so happy with the governor came in and rejected the condominium plan. Empire State Development came on board. And what you're seeing here is the fruition of the wishes of the people, as opposed to the wishes of people who are trying to sell condominiums. Can't be happier with this. We dodged a bullet on the canal side by not having Bass Pro. We dodged another bullet on this site by not having condominiums. Instead, we have the people's front porch, and people are responding to the site. They're going to keep responding, but only through good advocacy do we get the good government to have projects that are really going to make the people of West New York happy, because it reflects what they want. So it's my privilege to be part of this project, and thank Congressman Higgins for his continual advocacy on this work. So thank you all. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you. And as has been said, the incredible commitment to this community by the governor, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and we are incredibly grateful for the focus, the sustained focus that he has provided on this community, not only from the water's edge, but all over Buffalo and Western New York, is unprecedented in state history. So we are grateful to the governor and his commitment, and particularly for his wise selection of a great lieutenant governor who is always reminding him of her need to expand her bike trip every morning when she's in Buffalo. With that, I'm gonna introduce a part of this project includes a bike trail. I think it probably needs a little bit more explanation because it's much more than what it sounds like. So we're gonna have Joe Crumlish come up and explain to us from the Western New York Mountain Biking Association. Joe.
Thank you, Congressman. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Joe Crumlish. I'm from the Western New York Mountain Bike Association, as the congressman told you. You know, I'm here as a representative of the community, one of the people that was interested in seeing this project go forward. There's a number of people that we would like to thank. And first of all, Steve Rinaldi, the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation. I want to thank them for even the phone and taking our call. The elected officials that you see behind you, and the ones that aren't here, Mayor Brown and Governor Cuomo. There's a lot of elected officials that when they got a call and said, hey, let's put a bike park down on the waterfront, that would have been as far as it went. But we have some brave officials here that said, hey, let's listen to that proposal. And I think that fits in with what we're hearing from the community. And what we have now is something I've told a couple people today, I see with my own eyes and I can scarcely believe, because I too have traveled this road hundreds of thousands of times and looked over and said, gosh, we could do something better with this. So from the community, from the Western New York Mountain Bike Association, from all cyclists in Western New York, thank you to everybody that worked on this, had, you know, the vision and the stamina to keep going through the years and to make it what it is today. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.